Hi there, it's Marianne here, and welcome to this special bonus on projects. So I'm here today with my dear friend and colleague, Selena Barker. Hey, Selena.
Hey, Marianne. Thanks for having me.
Now, for those of you who have not had the pleasure of yet meeting Selena, you have in fact met her briefly in an earlier chapter on defrosting, where she gave a great quote that you will have read in the book about how when we're kids, we get so used to saying, you know when we mean yes and yes when we mean no in order to please people and everything, and then we lose our GPS. So anything you read about that, you've already had an exposure to Selena if you have not had the pleasure actually meeting her yet. But just so you know, Selena Barker is the person who I have collaborated with. Oh gosh, it's been almost a decade now, hasn't it, Selena?
I think it's over a decade. Amazing. Oh, and it just gets better and better.
Like our relationship. It's like we kind of grew up together in what we do. She runs and collaborates on pretty much anything we do in Free Range Land. Our major course, The Ideas Adventure, is co-run with Selena. She's a top coach who wouldn't say this herself, but she is quoted everywhere in, I don't know how many books you've been quoted in so far, many, has several different businesses herself. And I have brought her in here because I see Selena as the queen of projects, especially when it comes to finding your thing and then bringing it to life. And you, what's really interesting, Selena, the reason I've brought you in here to talk about projects at this point in the book is that, yes, you know, I think in theory, as people read Free Range Humans, you get the idea, of course, you can use projects once you have an idea. Of course, when you know what you're doing, you can iterate, try it out safely, as you guys will read in future chapters if you haven't yet read them. And people can get that intellectually. But when it comes to this part we're talking about, this stage in the book of finding your thing, tell me a little bit about why you think that you can use, and you know from your experience that you can use projects here to help you find your direction.
So first of all, I don't think that you can use projects. I think you have to use projects when you're figuring out what it is you want to do. So one of the biggest misconceptions and the place I find people getting stuck the most, and I've been working with people to help them figure out what they want to do for over 10 years, is that they fall into the trap of believing that you can think your way to the answer. Okay. And this is because that's how most of us were brought up with our education. You sit at a desk and you figure it out with the power of your mind. And the problem with that is that at the end of the day, and just before we were recording, I was thinking about this. It's like, what we're trying to figure out, what you're trying to figure out as you read this book, is what is it you want to do? Okay. So why would you be doing that through thinking rather than through doing? So you have to be doing things to start to get to feel for what it is you really enjoy doing. Because you can think, listen, I have tried out, I have a lot of fun telling the stories of the different businesses that I've tried out and the different dreams I've had. And the one I love to tell the story about is the story of me wanting to be a jewelry maker. And so I had this 6-week jewelry business and I was like, I'm going to do it. And I had this idea of what it would be like. When I actually did it, what I found I did not enjoy doing was making jewelry. I found it really boring. But in doing that project, I learned something really valuable, which I would never have learned if I just thought about doing it. And that was, I loved the whole process of coming up with the idea, coming up with the concept, coming up with the brand, seeing it through to actually having a product, selling it, every element of running a business. And it was that project that made me go, one thing I know for sure is that I want my own business because I love doing this stuff. And so you don't know that just by, you can't know that just by thinking about it. So you get the clarity.
I was going to say, you can't know that by saying, I want to be a jewelry maker and therefore creating your own brand and your website and, you know, having the jewelry that you once made and wondering if you can get a manufacturer. And like, there are so many ways for anything to come to life, and you can't really know if you'll love it or how you'll love doing it if you end up doing it without this action.
I see it happen so many times, Marianne, where people invest so much time and money in creating the brand, doing a course, paying lots of money to do a course that to train them to be that jewelry designer. They, like you say, they have the website, they have the business cards, they set it all up. And then when they actually start doing it, they realize they didn't enjoy doing it in the way they had imagined. So doing project cuts all of that out. So you're trying it immediately in small ways. And so it doesn't even mean, if right now you're like, but I don't even know if anything. I have no idea of what I want to do. Yeah. That's fine. You just start with something really small. So you'll know that there's something like, okay, would you like to have a go at teaching people something? Would you like to help someone solve a problem? Would you like to create a service for someone? Would you like to have an experience of running a cafe for a day, or maybe create an event or an experience for people? Maybe you just like the idea of doing photography or something creative like that. Turn that into a really small project. Like, really start small. It doesn't have to be big. You can copy someone else's idea. Like, it doesn't have to be unique. It's in the doing. And the other thing is, once you start stepping out there and doing things and trying things out, it creates a kind of momentum. It sort of suddenly gets you into the real world, out of your head and into action. And I promise you, that is where clarity comes from. That's where clarity comes from.
And that's what, you know, for me, as someone who identifies very much as a perfectionist overachiever, I was really challenged by this idea of projects. It's not something that, and I guess a lot of us who go through traditional education end up like this, and I definitely did, that it went against everything that I thought I was supposed to do to find my way. So I thought that other people tried things out and then they got it wrong, you know, in quotation marks. Like, oh, well, Selena tried out a jewelry business. She messed it up. So she got it wrong. I'll be smarter. I'll think about it first. I'll think about it for a year. Then when I try, I won't do what Selena did. The problem is that Selena then ran her jewelry business project. Then she tried out this. Then she tried out coaching. And then she became a coach and actually beat out the person who was trying to think about it while sitting and staring at a screen. And this is why, like, if for any people who are like, I don't have the time to deal with that, if you have the time to think about and Google things, you have the time to do a project. And this is where you really sold me on Project Selena. And so much of this has come from you, of realizing that my way of thinking, of understanding our personality profiles, has a lot of value in refining the sort of projects we do. But if you don't do the projects, then that thinking means nothing. So I actually think it's, and our colleague Nicole put this to me really well, who actually developed her whole business through projects and through reading the first edition of the book. She said to me, no, Marianne, the free range approach is about using understanding who you are and your personality and getting to know that and being detective about that and using that to do projects. Because that's when the iteration of project after project that are done in a small way, no big cost, no big risk, no putting your life on the line or job on the line, but you refine it. So if you're like, what, do I just do anything? Well, it's like, well, if you've got no idea, then at least do something.
Yes.
If you've been doing, so someone might be listening in and saying, but I already do lots of stuff on the side and I still don't know. That's when we go, hold on, now we refine it through everything else in the book. And you know, in our Ideas Adventure course, we have so many things around this as well. But you've already got so much in the book around refining it based on the person that you are, on your personality, on what you discover, all your clues, all these exercises, refine it. So if you do lots of stuff and you're not sure what to do, like how do I use projects, refine it and use a project outcome as a way of learning and say, what have I got from this? How can I get closer? But if you're actually, like I was, a real overthinker, then guess what? It's better that you do something than that you get it right in your head after 6 months. You may as well have run two. You'll be further. Is it true to say you'd be further ahead if you've run, say, one or two really tiny projects?
Oh, definitely. You will, if you're eager to move ahead fast, you will, there is nothing that will get you learning more, learning faster and moving forward faster than doing projects. Exactly. Really, that is the way to get things going. That's the way to figure stuff out. That's the way to try out ideas. And I think also we underestimate how much of this journey is about experimenting. You know, people always miss out this essential stage of exploring and experimenting and just stepping into exploring and experimenting and the importance of just trying things out before you really know what it is that you're wanting to do or create. And that's why it's scary.
Yeah. I was going to say, this is the thing that it sounds inspiring and scary at the same time.
Yeah, it is. Oh God, this is why, and people get comfortable. That's why we want to stay in the thinking till we've got it right. You know, because none of it, we're all perfectionists. We've all got levels of perfectionism in us, you know, and So the idea of stepping out there and just trying an idea when I've never done it before, and particularly if it's something that I might be offering to the world, or like inviting people to experience this too, or letting people know I'm doing it and I'm basically a beginner again, all of this stuff, it's vulnerable and it takes courage. This is why it's scary. And it's also why I love taking people on this journey, because you know what? When you do that, you really discover, you reconnect with yourself. You know this, Marianne. You reconnect with yourself. This is why doing this stuff is such deep self-development work as well. Starting a business, coming up with an idea for a new career. You learn so much about yourself. And that's why, as much as it's scary, we're all in this together. We're all doing this together. But you learn so much about yourself when you get out there and you start doing things. So that's why your book is so important, because yes, it's, you're learning all this stuff and you're getting inspired and you're reflecting and you're journaling about things, but you get people to put the book down and go and take action. And if you didn't do that, people wouldn't be getting the amazing results they've been getting over the many years, including myself. Look, I'm a free ranger. I live by the free range rules of business and life. And I've got the most amazing businesses and career as a result of it.
And but all of them came. Actually, you know what? I wasn't going to share this, but we're going to share some stories. Why don't you share your other business, Project Love, which, by the way, we talked about. Can you tell me how you guys started out with
a project? Yeah, I love the fact that it's even got project in the title.
Say what Project Love is today, so people can get an idea.
Well, it's forever evolving. Project Love, so our aim is to help people to create lives and relationships that they love and careers that they love. And we have a really successful podcast, and we have a end of year journal called Goodbye Hello.
And I recommend, kind of changed my life.
Yes, like that one. Yeah, it did. And both Vicky and I are coaches, so we coach people through, creating what they want in their lives. And for me, it's helping people to figure out what it is they want to do with their career or what business they want to start. And so, a large part, I do that with you, Marianne, with the Ideas Adventure. But we began because when I met Vicky, she was really wanting to help people with their love lives. And I was really, really, really stuck in my love life. Everything else was going so well apart from my love life. I said, well, let's create a little project out of this. You have a go at helping me sort out my love life. I'll bring in my life design tools, see what we can do. And after 3 months, the results were amazing. I felt so totally different. And I did transform my love life. And so then we're like, okay, next project, let's take other women on this journey, get ready for love journey. And that project was a success. And then we're like, okay, let's start this Project Love podcast.
Wait a second, before you get there, didn't you guys once, like one of your first things I recall was a little project where you got friends together in your front room or something?
Oh yeah. Well, we got, so that was the first pilot. So we did, we ran a pilot course called Get Ready for Love with about 10 of our friends. And we did it, started on Valentine's Day 2014 or something. And we ran it for 6 weeks. And that went really well. And based on that feedback, we tweaked it. We changed the course a bit and the whole journey. And then about probably a year and a half later, just before I had my son, because my love life took on.
By then.
Because it worked, because that course worked for me. We launched the course, and now it's been over 1,000 people have done it, and it's been featured, had 4-page features in Grazia Psychology's magazine. We've been in every, like the Independent.
And I recall, I remember the first day, because we'd been working together before, well before this, when I think you told me that you and your friend Vicky, who I didn't even know then, you were having people over when you had your place before you met your partner. You were having friends over to have a salon or a discussion.
Yes,
love. And that was, I recall, I remember these things. We know each other so long. That was literally the first thing that I might know if that's right. Aside from you working with Vicky to transform your love life, that was the first thing. You literally had some friends over to your place to discuss the topic.
Yeah.
this is before you even had a course, before you even did anything. You guys just did a thing that was a salon and see what the experience was. Is that?
Listen, in those early days, and you know, this is what's so important is when you're telling the story or hearing people's stories is it's nice to look back and make it all fit in a nice linear. And then I did this. And then I thought of this. And then one thing led to the next. And then I'm an enormous success. And it's never like that. So how it was in those early days, we did lots of different little projects to try out these ideas, to see what we liked, what other people liked.
What they said, like what the conversations were, right?
Yeah.
You guys were so collaborative. That's
yeah. Important. Exactly. Yeah. So we decided we'd run this salon to talk, and we had men as well as women there talking about love and just unpacking how we all understood love and relationships and finding love. And, you know, for us, it was really about bringing about a whole new understanding of love and challenging the myths that we live by in society about love and finding love and even about relationships. And so it's just like, oh God, I even now talking about it still excites me to this day. So then we actually ended up for about a year or two running these salon events in London. You know, it started in Vicky's living room with a few friends. And eventually we had these monthly events in London, Project Love Salons, where people came and in the end we had like 50 people would come and we'd have a guest and we'd talk on a topic and then open up the floor because salons are opening up. Project Love is all about conversations, getting into deep and meaningful conversations about love and life. We do that through our podcast. We do that through our journal. You have that conversation with yourself through the journal. Like that's what we're about. But it's always, even to this day, we're evolving and changing all the time and always through projects.
That's it. And that's all I always think, you know, if someone goes, I want to start a global business, I have an idea that maybe I want to start a global business helping people with relationships, then go like the first step is to do something with that. Be it coach someone if you want to coach them, be it you want to have a conversation with a group of people, see what happens next. And so I think that was the first thing. The reason I love Project Love is it's called Project Love, but also it's such a great example, having seen it built. It was this project after and this project and this project, and that's how they come to life. And what's really interesting to me is at the beginning, I remember you didn't say this is the thing I'm going to be doing. This was a thing that you were exploring. And so let's take us back to this, because we're talking about people right now who are maybe have a maybe idea or don't really have an idea and who are just like at that beginning stage. What would you say to someone who is there right now who's just read through the little project section of the book?
Just choose a project idea that excites you. It doesn't fit, you don't have to wait for the lightning bolt moment of like, oh my God, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. It just hit me one day as I was out running and suddenly I had it. No, that's almost never how it works.
No.
Okay. The first time I ever tried coaching someone, I remember I came home and I was like, yeah, I don't think that's my thing. And now I'm like, I was born to do this stuff. I was born to do this. But the first time I did it, I did not feel that. So, you know, you also have to give these things a chance. But I think it's really important. Just choose something that feels like fun. Okay. Yeah. Or feels kind of interesting. You've always wanted to try that. Does it mean you can imagine doing it for the rest of your life? Probably not. That's okay. You may not get really into it or really into something until you've started doing it for a bit and got your groove with it. The other thing with projects, the other really important thing about projects is it takes you from thinking about wishing you could be something or do something and to now actually doing it. Okay. It brings it into the present and it makes it real and it makes it now. And this has been transformational for people. I've seen people go from saying, I wish I could be a creative. I've always wanted to be a creative. And then they started a project doing creative things and they could suddenly say to themselves and to other people, but fundamentally to themselves, I am a creative. I am a creative. And that alone can completely transform things for you.
Can you share the examples? I know you've got a good one.
Yeah, I got such a good one. So this was a client of mine years ago and she'd always been really creative when she was younger. And she had done, like so many people do, just fallen into a line of work. She was very academic as well. And so she kind of came under the pressure of, well, you should do the sensible, serious thing and follow that academic, you know, skill or talent that you have, rather. And so she ended up becoming very successful business director in a creative agency. So she was close to the creativity, but she just wasn't doing it. But she longed to do it. So I had a session, had a few sessions with her, and I said, look, let's get you starting to do some creative projects so you can stop wishing you were creative and you can start being creative. And so she did, and she just did. She like made someone's, you know, wedding invitations. She helped someone create a logo. She did a mural for someone on their wall, which I thought was very brave, the person who had the wall, considering she was not a mural artist. And she just did these tiny little things. Now she was like, oh, I don't know. I mean, what am I going to become, like a wedding invitation designer? And I was like, well, I mean, maybe. She's like, I don't know if that's a thing. But she kept going. What happened at work was they invited anyone to put forward ideas. She'd never had the courage to do it before because she wasn't, she just wished she was a creative. But once she started being creative, she started putting forward these ideas. And guess what? They liked the ideas. And they were like, who was this? And I was like, it's from the business director. It's like, we didn't know she was creative. And to now today, she is an award-winning director and creative and doing so well, like really working with top people. And it's incredible to think that once upon a time, she was just felt like, well, I, you know, I missed my chance. I didn't follow the creative path at school. So I'll just settle with being, you know, business director. But she said to me, she's like, that was the pivotal point for me from wishing I was a creative to suddenly being a creative, giving myself permission to be a creative. Mm. And then the rest followed. It's never that, don't get me wrong. The journey was not that simple and straightforward. Yeah. But that was the moment of real transformation was simple. And it was that. And it was the projects.
It's the moment you start doing the thing that you can even consider that you might one day be able to do something with it. And it's not, well, it's like, I like the beginning when you said, she's like, am I going to become a wedding invite designer?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a very linear way of thinking. We all have, we do the thing, you know, someone's, I get this all the time. You must as well. People go, oh, I want to get paid to do something I love. And I like, I don't know, I like drawing doodles while I'm working. So I'm going to do, how do I get paid to draw doodles? And it's like, oh my gosh, okay. That's a very linear question. Okay, it isn't that simple. Like maybe it is. Yeah. Maybe you literally make cakes and you like it. And like Ms. Cupcake, you become a cake maker. But a lot of the time, you know, it's actually in the doing of it that you open a doorway to a piece of your life. You open your doorway to a world you did not know existed. You know, before I started doing what I did, I didn't even know there was a world out here that you could even take part in. And the thing is with projects is that, sure, you get people who try this and that sometimes. So few people do what they say they're going to do. So few people follow through. That if you're one of those people who does, I can tell you now, you already have a foot in a door of people that people who are interesting and creative or whatever that version is, or who are in that field, might one day want to have a conversation with. They're probably not going to, maybe not on the first day you're taking a step, but you're actually letting yourself in the door. And I think we underestimate how low the bar can be, because there's a lot of dreamers and there's a lot of people who believe all these myths, and it's the free rangers. You know, in the book, you guys can probably see, I think we've got, if I'm correct, two little case studies, like quotes from readers about like the way they took action on this. We had to filter through, as you know, Selena, we had so many people send stuff in after the first edition. I literally just had to pick two. There were so many more that came in. I think only one of them's a new one. One of them was there before from our previous courses. And I was just like, projects was one of the things that people were like, but I'm a smart person. I didn't realize it was going to be projects that helped me so much. It's amazing. What the power for me, once again, is using projects intelligently. If you're not taking action, just do a project. If you are taking a lot of action, refine your projects, learn from them, set your goal for what you want that project to do for you. Is it something to learn about which part of this you like. Is it to learn whether you like it at all? Is it to learn whether you could tweak it to like it more? Like, you get to learn so many things.
Yeah.
Is it, which part do people respond best to when you're in front of them? Are you trying out? You set the game is what I'd say. That's for a project. You set what that game is so that you know at the end what outcome to go back and look at. Does that chime with you?
Yeah. And I want to add something to that and say, if you're listening to this and thinking, oh no, but I am one of those people that never follows through and never sees a project to the end, that doesn't mean that you can't become someone who does. And take that from someone who was that person. Okay. I used to be a dreamer, not someone who made their dreams happen. And I thought that was just who I was until I learned how to use tools that helped me take those ideas and make them happen and make them real. And the beauty of watching people going through, for example, the Ideas Adventure or going through this book, but through Ideas Adventure, we get to see it live, is that people who have never made something happen just themselves, just got up and said, I'm going to do this project. And then they do it and they deliver it. No matter how small that project is, when you discover what you're capable of and that you can take an idea and you can make it happen, your life will change forever. And I don't say that lightly, because I see it happen all the time with my one-to-one clients, with people on the Ideas Adventure. When you realize that actually with the right tools and the right support, whether it's having an accountability buddy or finding a community of like-minded people, you really can, even if you think you're not the kind of person to follow things through, you can become that person. I promise you. And when you do that, like you say, then suddenly you become one of those people that make things happen. And that's what people want to be around.
Yeah.
And when you, and also,
yeah.
And when you're out there and you're saying, oh, and again, I've got stories about this. People, small projects, tiny projects, and they tell their neighbor, oh yeah, I'm doing this project. And, you know, so I had, should I tell the story about the client who made a little library box on his street?
Yeah.
So I had a client who, he never finished a project. He never saw stuff through. And he had so many dreams and ideas and just could never see any of them through. I said, we need to just do a project that we know you can do and really make you doing something that means a lot to you at the heart of it. It doesn't need to be taking you anywhere. Stop thinking about, where is this going to take me? What's the point? I don't see how this can turn into anything. He said, all right, fine. And he came back with this idea, you know, I'm really passionate about kids learning to read and I love making stuff out of wood. So I'm going to make this little library in the street where people can bring books and exchange books. And so he did it. And I think it got into a local newspaper and he went over to a neighbor's party. And he was talking about, you know, what do you do? The usual questions. He said, well, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I've just made this little library out in the street, and it's been really, you know, fulfilling to see kids swapping books. And the guy goes, oh, you make stuff out of wood? He's like, yeah. He said, are you pretty good at making stuff out of wood? He's like, yeah, actually I'm pretty good. He said, well, we need people at Pinewood Studios to help us with a studio set. Would you be interested? I kid you not, this guy was obsessed with Pinewood Studios. That was one of his dream things, was to like do, you know, stuff at Pinewood Studios.
Just movies and...
movies and like movie sets. And I think they did Star Wars there. I may be making this up, I'm not entirely sure. But they did some big films there that he was really fanatical about. He would never in a million years have guessed that making that little wooden library would have led to him getting an offer, and which he then went on and did, to make sets in a studio. Like, you wouldn't go, I know, I want to go and make sets in the studio. I will make a small children's book library because that's probably going to get me there. Do you see what I mean? He also ended up, off the back of that, ended up writing articles for The Economist, which he'd wanted to do for years, because he then got into this whole conversation about makers of Britain. Like, so again, doing this little library led to him writing. There's no logic that would see those steps. Yeah. So looking backwards,
the most logical person in the world was the thing that freed them up.
And you know what was amazing? That this guy used to be hired by huge companies to do like forecasting, to be able to see all the probable outcomes of an action. So that's what he was trained to do. So he would never just do something and just see. and be open to surprise, because he was like, he was employed.
He knew all the outcomes, right?
Yes.
We think we know the outcome.
He thought he knew all the outcomes. So his mind was blown. So that, you know, so that's why this stuff is just, it's simple. It's really simple.
It's powerful.
But it's so powerful.
Yeah. And you know, there's plenty of people who make little wooden boxes or wooden libraries and don't get picked up by Pinewood Studios, but that's not a reason to not do it, because you don't know what it will open up for you, right? You will
totally
know, you go in. This is why it's so important for Range Projects. It's not just random doing, though it can feel like it in the first moment.
Yes.
It is something intentional where you're like, I want to know what my game is for this. Is it that I want to show myself that I can make something happen? Is it that I've got these maybe ideas that I'm all like, oh, and I keep dropping them. And I'm actually going to try one out to get some on the ground information, see what I learn. Is it that you have a maybe idea you're actually kind of keen on? You want to see which part of it is great. You know, you can use projects for so much. If you feel like, here's a great example, a little side idea. If you feel like you're blocked in your thinking because you're like, but how could I possibly make money by myself? You could run a project where you have to make a certain amount of money by yourself. And mm-hmm. That's not a way of finding your thing, but it can be just to show you, it could be a way of freeing your mind up. So you can use it to find your thing. You can use it to prove something to yourself. You can use it to test something. So you take the thing that's closest to you. You take the best information you have at the time, right? And you act on that information. That's how I'd say, for me, that's how I see a project. It's like when I'm really stuck in my head, what's the best I have at the time? What's the way I can try out that thing? Even if I don't think I'd love it forever, let me just try a piece of that out. Let's see what happens. And then we have to refine. You know, it's rare that someone does one project and that's it. It's like a little thing. And it's the antidote to sitting in our screens trying to get, you know, out of our analysis paralysis by doing more analysis, which is insane when you think about it.
It is, honestly, when you think about, if you're trying to figure out what it is you want to do with your life and what you want to do to earn a living, why are you spending your time thinking about it? Why aren't you spending your time doing? Because that's the only way you're going to figure it out. Do I like doing this? Or do I like doing this? Do you know what I mean? Like, so rather than like, do I enjoy thinking this or do I enjoy thinking this? It's like, stop the thinking, start the doing. And, you know, I think just back to my jewelry business, the big lesson that I got in that and why it was so powerful for me was that was the moment where I went, oh my God, I am totally capable of making something, selling it and getting money. I can make money on my own without being employed. Wow. And that was the beginning. So it gave me that confidence to realize maybe I do have what it takes. And that is so important. So I think just perhaps to sort of recap on, if you're like, well, what kind of project can I do? Just go, what would you enjoy doing? Like, what would you enjoy doing for other people? Or would you like to make something? Would you like to help someone in some way? Would you like to teach someone something? Would you like to inspire people about something? Maybe you start with a topic. What's really important to you right now? Or what kinds of people do you want to do something for? Do you want to put on an event or create an experience? And think about, okay, well, I don't have a place to put on an event. I have seen people use their living rooms or bedrooms to run workshops, to do a pop-up photography gallery. Someone did that in his house. I loved that one.
To pop up public places as well. Don't
yeah.
Public places for things.
Pop-up restaurants, loads of community spaces. Love people from the community coming and saying, you know what? I've got this project idea. I did a street party once. That was a big thing for me. Like, did it lead me to my career path? Well, I don't know. In a way, I've always been about community.
Yeah,
that was probably the beginning.
Also, we look at examples like, and I think this is the one I put in the book. It's definitely the one I put in the book. I think it was Nikki or something. I've forgotten exactly her name now. She and we loved her example. I remember with Selena, we were looking at all these examples, which is the one story we have room for to add to the second edition. And we actually went for this one. She's the one who changed to doing some stuff that seems really like simple. Like she went from what she was doing, and we had to cut the story right now. It was actually a really cool, bigger story. Super sure she was stuck. Tried out, I think it was either consulting or coaching, something very accessible.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, oh, I can do this. And then she tried another project to grow it. So it doesn't have to be this jewelry making or parties. That's very Selena style.
I know. But, you know,
it doesn't have to be woodwork. It doesn't have to be a grand creative project. That could be great to unlock yourself. But if you're actually someone who is like, I think I had this half idea, but I'm sure it can't work, but I kind of like it if it could, give it a go. Like in that example, it was very practical. It's why we chose it. It was like, it's so down to earth. She tried this one thing and another was like, that worked. So then, And what I'm not sure that we were able to include in her story, just because of the space editing, was she'd also told me that she used projects once she'd started to shift her things like her niching and her focus within her business, which is what we do. So she was like, I just tell people to use projects now. Because I thought I had this idea, wouldn't it be cool to do this? So I tried it. I got like 2 clients by doing XYZ. I tried this thing. Then I realized that I liked the doing of it, but I didn't quite like the focus we had. So I ran a little project and tried it a different way. And that's what I do now. So don't think that your one project, you have to get it right. You can get it none of the way there and you can finally let it go and take that out of your headspace. That can be a big one. You can get it 50% of the way there and go, you know what? I'd love to do this, but in this different way. Sometimes it can just be, God, actually, this was the thing I wanted to do. And there's no prizes for any of it, but it moves you faster, which is why, you know, when we run things like the Ideas Adventure, which is obviously way more than just projects, it's all about like figuring things out in a much deeper way. You know, we see people who are super smart, but who are stuck despite reading everything. And this is one of the many tools that we use in a really structured kind of way. That's like, you know, there's a particular way to use it, but you can use it by yourself. And this is why I want to add in this conversation with Selena, because Selena, when I hear you talk about projects, I want to go off and do projects. I'm like, I want to go and see what else I'm up to. But you know, we don't have time to talk about it now, but what I just said then about how you can use it to refine what you already do.
Yeah.
Even if you already started, by the way, and you're just a bit unhappy of what you're doing and you're listening into this, know that projects don't stop. We use things to iterate. I ran one recently to try out something totally different in my business that ended up becoming what's going to be my podcast. And like so many things that you can do behind the scenes, you can use to find your way and you can use it to refine your way. And further in the book, you'll see how you can use it to test the practicalities of an idea.
Oh, yeah.
So, Selena, I'm so inspired right now. What would you love people to know who are reading this, final things as they go off and put this into action?
It's very, very natural to feel a bit scared at the idea of doing a project. That is the hard part of this all. That's the hard part of this journey, right? Is because when you start to put yourself out there and you start to take an idea and go, oh, I'm actually going to spend time and do this, it puts you in a vulnerable place. You know, you're stepping out of your comfort zone, you're trying something new, you know, your fears tend to start going a little bit crazy. If you are starting to feel fear like that, don't see it as a sign that this isn't the right thing to do. Just know that we all go through this. We all feel the fear at the start of a new project. Even now, when I start a new project, fear is my companion. And it's just like, I don't want you to think that, oh, I feel afraid, I won't do it. Just be part of the growing movement of free rangers who feel the fear, embrace it, take a step forward, do it anyway.
That's absolutely perfect. Selena, thank you so much. So everyone, I'm glad you had a chance. If you haven't met Selena yet, virtually here. And if you have, I hope you've got to have that more of a connection because she's one of my absolute favorite people to work with. And has such good things to say. Thank you so much. And everyone still reading the book, keep reading. You'll see more of Selena later on. more than anything, take action. Try something
else.
Good luck.